guys, I know this might be the craziest thing that I've ever seen, and it might be the craziest thing you've ever seen. That's right. Fangirl Report is on YouTube. Fangirl Report is on YouTube. I am so excited right now. Listen, of course, we've got, she's a basic setup right now, okay? But keep in mind that she's going to thrive and she's going to grow in time, okay? So I've got my karaoke mic, courtesy to Erica, my karaoke mic. I've got my little, my cat prints. Obviously, I've got the infamous Pedro Pascal blanket, obviously. And of course, Mr. Niall Horan is next to me. So I feel like with what little we're working with right now, I think it really encapsulates what Fangirl Report is all about. And without further ado, welcome to Fangirl Report with your host, Emma Heron, certified fangirl. This is crazy. So we've got a lot to talk about, team. We've got a lot to talk about before we get into the real meat and potatoes of this episode. So hello, welcome to the Fangirl Report YouTube channel. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, what have you, you're going to want to hop over to the YouTube channel. You're really missing out if you're not, okay? So come on over. We would love to have you. Anyways, I've got a life update for you guys. I've got a couple life updates for you. First of all, I got a haircut. So please sound off in the comments that it looks good. Thank you so much. I thrive on validation. So yeah, I got a spontaneous haircut. I wouldn't really call it spontaneous. Listen, it was something that I was thinking about for a few weeks. And I just wanted it off because before it was just a dry, damaged mess that was sitting on top of my head. Okay? And it needed to change. So it was actually, it's a really funny story. It actually is a funny story, please. It is, I swear. So I was at work on Wednesday and my coworker had been telling me about her hair guy that she goes to. And so she sent me the card. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll look into it. But then that day, on that Wednesday, I was feeling particularly like I wanted my hair off, right? And I went to her office. I was like, oh my God, my hair needs to go. She's like, go. She's like, you have his card. Literally, it's down the street. Go. So on my lunch break, I went and I chopped all my hair off and I went back to the office, a brand new woman. So anyways, please tell me that it looks good. And a funny side note, actually, which we're going to circle back to this later, but the whole TikTok refugee thing that was happening on Red Note. Again, we're really going to talk about this, guys, today, I swear. So I moved over to Red Note, even though I don't have to because I'm Canadian and the whole ban thing was not applicable to me. I wanted to see what all the hype was about. So I go over to Red Note and I posted one of those cute little text note thingies saying, hi, cut my hair, please tell me it looks good, in English and in Chinese. And I don't know what it's at now, but I have like 600 Chinese girls hyping me up in the comments of that post. So thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry, I've got my little outline going in my notes here. So yeah. And on Friday, with my bestie Jennifer, we went to Pilates on Friday. I know. Guys, remember when I told you about all that Just Dance stuff and how I'm, one of my goals this year is to just move more? That's what's happening. Okay, we're moving more. So I got influenced. I am now on Class Pass. Okay, I signed up, I got my month of free credits, and so we've been using it to go, we're going to start going to a new class every Friday. So every Friday, because I get off a little bit early off work, we are going to go to some sort of class. So we did a Pilates class downtown Toronto on Friday. Oh my God. Listen, I knew Pilates was hard, but the girls on TikTok were making it look way too easy. Way too easy. So we get there and it wasn't with all like the fancy machines. It was just kind of like a core workout on a mat. And it was 45 minutes. Me and Jennifer were fighting for our lives. We were shaking on that mat. I was sweating. It was bad. I'm glad I did it, but I am still sore everywhere. My neck is sore for some reason. You want to explain that to me? Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, that's my little life update. Okay, so we're on YouTube now. So exciting. Got my haircut. Please tell me it looks good. And Pilates. So I'm thinking this week we're gonna try a dance class, perhaps. Really going back to my roots, I know. So we'll see how that goes. But I've been really enjoying the whole New Year routine. I'm very busy, but I'm enjoying it. And then today, I don't even know if I've spoken about this, but another thing that I do on the side, I'm a busy woman. I'm a booked and busy woman. Another thing I do on the side is I teach paint classes part time. So they usually fall on like Tuesday evenings and Saturday afternoons, but I had one yesterday and today. And so it was a sold out class yesterday, just a small class today, and it was fun. So I'm a busy woman. I'm enjoying the busy schedule lately. Keeps me moving, keeps me active, keeps me doing things. And I think that's important, especially while it's January, the absolute worst month of the year. So that's that. There's my little life update for you. Next thing I would like to discuss is it's ridiculous, by the way, the TikTok ban. I'm sorry, did it last 30 minutes? It felt like it lasts 30 minutes. And I've been seeing, like, my TikTok For You page for the last 24 hours has been going absolutely insane. So it started with all of these creators they're posting like their deepest, darkest secrets. They're like, well, since TikTok is going away, I might as well tell you. And like literally dropping off things that, like, it's crazy. People are crying on the internet. People are posting like reminiscing videos of their time on TikTok. And like, don't get me wrong, when the whole ban thing was happening, I know that a lot of people were losing like their whole livelihood. Like, people have done so well on TikTok, and to just have that full-time security just stripped away from you is crazy. But it still was kind of hilarious to see people crying and spilling their guts on the internet for us to see, just to be back 12 hours later. So when there was that one moment where actually like Americans couldn't get on, there was a moment of peace. And to my American girlies, no shade, no, just no shade, okay? But man, it sure was quiet. And the Canadians were thriving, and the Europeans were thriving, and Canada was about to rise as the new leaders of TikTok, which was promptly stripped away when it was back. What happened? I actually have no idea what actually happened with that. Did Trump actually say that he was pushing the ban or like stopping the ban or something? It is the craziest situation to me ever that Donald Trump said he was banning TikTok. It goes through for 12 hours, and then he's like, just kidding. Just kidding, guys. I'm gonna give it back to you. From me to you. I was like, what is going on here? So, and James Charles was especially cracking me up over this. Because here is Miss James Charles getting on the internet with a secret account under the covers. And you know what it that if you haven't seen that video, you know what it gives? It gives the old Louis Tomlinson video where he's like, it is 3 in the morning. It's giving that. Like, what, James? What are we doing? So I thought that was really hilarious. And he was like on a VPN or whatever. But this whole TikTok ban, it was crazy. And I was really excited for Canadians to have their moment. It literally is what it is. And so, because I felt it was very appropriate. Okay, when I was planning the meat and potatoes for this episode, when I was planning what I really wanted this episode to be about, it was before I had found out that the ban was just lifted magically. So what I was going to do was reminisce, not really reminisce, but like go over my TikTok folders and like go through some of my favorite edits, some of my favorite videos that really made me giggle. And then I promptly found out that the ban was over, and I'm like, okay, well, it's still relevant. it's still relevant to talk about, so I'm still gonna do it anyways, because I feel like the most perfect thing to do for the first video episode of this podcast is to go through some of my favorite TikToks together so that you can like watch them along with me. That sounds like so much fun, and I think I would like to do that. First of all, I'm gonna introduce you guys to my TikTok folders, and we're gonna have to be a little bit careful with this because copyright might get me for some of these edits. They might come for me. Oh, my sister. Yes! This is actually so funny. So earlier today, Sister Abby sent me the James Charles video of him under the covers, like pretending like he's in a bunker hiding from the government. She sent me the video of that. And I sent her back, in quotations, it's 3 a.m, like in reference to the Louis video. And she literally just, okay, an hour ago, she said, exactly, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, yes. Oh my God, the pizza is here. Anyways. So yeah, I just thought that was funny. When I opened the TikTok application, I saw her message agreeing with me about the Louis reference. I love that. So I don't have a lot of TikTok folders. However, there is a lot going on among the little that I do have. So let me introduce you to them. My first TikTok folder, obviously, is my Pedro Pascal folder. I named it Poppy Chulo with that little sparkle emoji and the lip bite emoji. Would you like to show the audience the pizza? Yeah? This is your debut. This is your Fangirl Report debut, just so that you're aware. That looks fire. Okay, I just had a pizza break. It was delicious. And so if I look 1,000 pounds larger, that's why. So anyways, my first, as I said, my first TikTok folder is my Pedro Pascal folder. And I'm only a little bit ashamed to tell you how many videos are in this folder, and it's 527. Now listen, I know I have seen a lot worse. I have seen girls with like 10,000 videos in their respective TikTok folders. So I honestly don't think that this is that bad. So I have been cultivating this folder for a few months now. And essentially, whenever I see an acceptable video of Pedro Pascal on my For You page, it goes into the folder. And so what I have done for all my folders, but what I have done is I have went through them all and sourced a couple of the really good ones so that we can go through them together and we can experience them together. Okay, and what really makes me laugh about this folder is you can see what like Pedro Pascal phase I am on based on like the thumbnails of this folder. So you can scroll through and you can be like, oh yeah, Mandalorian. Oh yeah, Kingsman Golden Circle. Narcos, yep. Oh, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, yep. And it's like, it's literally like waves. It's so funny. So that is my first folder. My second folder is sitcoms. This is a fairly new folder. There isn't a whole lot in here. There's only 66 videos in here. And it's basically whenever a video on my For You page comes up of a funny sitcom moment from one of my favorite shows, it goes into that folder. So there's lots of Brooklyn Nine-Nine in here, lots of New Girl in here, a little bit of Parks and Rec in here, a little bit of Community in here, a little bit of Schitt's Creek in here. Basically everything that we discussed last week, there's some funny moments in here. And yeah, we're gonna go through just a handful of them, because there's not very many in this folder. I am so terribly sorry. Wow, I'm so sorry. So that is the second folder. The next folder is called Hubby, with a four-leaf clover on each side of the name. And if you haven't guessed by now who this folder is for, it is for my husband, Niall Horan. That is correct. This is also a pretty new folder. There's only 55 videos in here. Disgraceful, I know. This needs to have a gajillion videos in it. But there are a few that we're going to go through together that I would love to, you know, share with you. an experience with you again. Wow. So good. My next folder, which we're not getting into this folder today. Maybe another time. It's called Roblox Brain Rot. Because at the end of last year, I got into Roblox. Guys, why are we... We need to stop lying to ourselves by saying Roblox is a children's game. Because it's not. Roblox is not a children's game. You mean to tell me I'm going to get on and I'm going to decorate my little character for the runway? And you're telling me that's for children? Because it's not. You're telling me I'm going to go in and decorate a cake for 7 minutes? I'm telling you, that's not for children. So I don't want to hear any... No, I don't need to hear it. Thank you so much. So, and Roblox brain rot videos on TikTok are, in my opinion, some of the funniest videos I've ever seen. It's terrible. Brain rot, I can't even believe it's a thing. So we're not getting into that folder today. My next folder, it's called P.T. Barnum. With a couple of wolf emojis, because that is indeed my Hugh Jackman folder. Now, we're not going to get into this folder, and there's a very specific reason. This has 42 videos in it. Almost every single video in this folder is the scene of Deadpool and Wolverine where his shirt breaks into a million pieces. I'm not joking, look. Almost every single one. So I don't think we need to see that scene 42 times. Maybe another time. Let me know if you're interested. And my final folder on TikTok is the silly funny TikTok folder. Again, not very many. 108. Okay, there's 108 videos. Now, of course, I will go through my TikTok and I will see a video that makes me laugh and giggle. But this folder is for the videos that cause tears to run down my face. Now, of course, there's some videos in here that no longer have that effect for me, but at one point or another, that they did. They had me wheezing, fighting for my life, tears rolling down my face. So we're going to go through a couple of these because why not? Because it's fun. And up until a couple hours ago when I found out that TikTok isn't actually being banned, I was ready to be like reminiscing over these videos, to be like appreciating them once more, giving them a new life. Now that these American content creators were not going to be able to post, but here they are. They're back. We're back. Anyways, so that's a quick little tour of my TikTok folders. And I think we should jump right into it. I think we should go through the Pedro Pascal videos first. And there's a lot. We're going to start off really strong with what, in my opinion, is the best Pedro Pascal edit on the application of TikTok. In my opinion, this is the best one. I'm going to play it for you. Just give me 1 second. You guys don't even get it. Anyways, it goes on like that. And I'm trying to be careful about the copyright, so I'm keeping the volume pretty quiet. I don't want copyright to get me. And it just keeps going like that. And in my opinion, like, the scene of Joel walking sideways to Mando, I can't. That is cinematic. That is a cinematic video. And he's just so father. He just is so father, and that just is what it is. Okay, what do we got next? Ooh. Yo! Wow, that one is fantastic. I forgot about that one. That's insane. Most of these are Mandalorian. I'm really upset about it. No, I'm not. You just don't understand it. If you don't watch Mandalorian, you just don't get it. And that is what it is. What's this one? What's your name, officer? Oh my god, he's so baby girl. I can't. That one is exceptional. That video is exceptional. And there is another video that's kind of in the same world. It is so cool. Watch this.
You know, for a second, I thought you were this other guy.
It's just, you either get it or you don't. I don't know what to tell you. And half the time in the show, it's not even Pedro Pascal in the suit. Under the mask. I know that it's not. But you just don't understand. It's a whole vibe. It's a whole vibe. If you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't. I don't need to hear it right now. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Okay, what's this one? Guys, I don't even know what half of these are. Like, this is so exciting. How would you like to ride home on a real? Hold on. I forgot I saved this. Okay. I felt that it was very appropriate that while we are experiencing my favorite Pedro Pascal edits of TikTok, that we have to reference and re-experience the Pedro Pascal TikTok edit. This is the one. So let's just let it speak for itself.
How would you like to ride home on a real cowboy? I got a 6-pack of cold ones on ice and my room is out all night, so you can scream my name as loud as you need to, sugar. Hey, sexy lady.
Oh, come on. That is famous. That's famous. And that movie, I'm so obsessed with that movie. I think that it is one of my favorite Pedro Pascal films. And he's not even in it for that much. And he dies at the end. Spoiler alert. I'm so really sorry about it. However, you get it or you don't. You know what I mean? It's Pedro. Okay, let me word it this way. It's Pedro Pascal in a cowboy hat. Need I say more? I don't think so. So, in my opinion, this next edit that I'm going to show you is like the sequel. It's like the less popular younger brother of the edit. But in my opinion, I think this edit is better.
Manners maketh man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me translate that for you.
La 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 la. Come on. I'm telling you, Agent Whiskey. Nobody does it like Agent Whiskey does. Nobody does. I'm sorry about it. And yes, he's a jackass in that movie, but he's still hot and delicious and in a cowboy hat. So who am I to complain? And you know what else? No, actually, you know what? Remember when I said that Kingsman: Golden Circle might be my favorite Pedro Pascal film? I actually take that back. That's actually redacted. I redact that. Because I think it might be a tie between Kingsman: Golden Circle and Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent with Nicolas Cage. Because Pedro Pascal is so cute in that movie. The hair is herring. And he's just the most sweetest little boy in this movie. So, of course, I had to include a Javi edit into this sequence of TikTok videos. Let me just show you.
Buddy. Hey.
Are you kidding me at this very moment in time? He's so cute. It's despicable. It's quite frankly despicable. That's insane. So that is the extent of Pedro Pascal edits that we're going to get into today. Because truly, if I let myself keep going, this would be a 4-hour long episode. And I'm just going to save y'all the hassle from that. That pretty much sums up my Pedro Pascal fascinations. It's Mandalorian, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, Kingsman: Golden Circle, and Joe Miller. Like, that's pretty much all you need. You know what I mean? So these edits are a large part of my daily TikTok consumption. It's a lot of videos like this. So I thought it was only appropriate to show you around to some of them. And so the next couple videos that we're going to go through together is, you guys, I can't even right now. You guys, I seriously can't even right now. The next couple of videos are from my hubby, Niall Horan, TikTok folder. And, oh my god, I can't. I'm gonna pee. Let me just... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Niall James Horan, I'm sorry. And I know that this is kind of old news, but Cowboy Niall Horan, stop the press. Stop the films. Stop the tape. It's, oh my god. I love a man in a cowboy hat. Just like the next person. But Niall James Horan, Cowboy Niall Horan, it's unacceptable. Oh my god, I just got a text from, this is crazy by the way, message at ontario-traffic-violation.com, a text message that reads, a speed monitoring camera detected your vehicle exceeding the posted speed limit. You have been issued a ticket. See search.ontario-traffic-fine.com for more details. That's crazy. I love a good scam. Imagine if that's not a scam. That'd be insane. I wouldn't put it past me, to be honest. Anyways, here's another. Wait, oh, hold on. This TikTok makes me laugh so hard. Are you ready for this?
My bitch pose is nasty. Don't ever play with the cat. That ever.
It's so good. That cracks me up every time. And there is one more Niall TikTok that I have to share with you. God. Baby, you can start a call, you see. And anywhere you go, I'll be. Like, I'm sorry? Those raw vocals in the beginning, I can't. It literally sends me to the heavens above every single time. So that's like the extent of what my Niall Horan folder looks like. A couple of highlights for you. But Cowboy Niall is the highlight of that. Come on, guys. I can't even right now. It's unacceptable. So next, we're going to go through just a couple of my sitcom folder highlights. There is one in particular that, oh shit. There is one in particular that gets me going real good. And it is from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And somebody went through and picked like some good moments, but cut them off at the perfect time. It cracks me up. Let me show you. It's like really long though. I'm not gonna play the whole thing.
Hey girl. Wait, where are my eggs?
In my belly.
What if she sleeps forever?
In Las Vegas, a dark ponderous reflection on alcoholism that earned Cage's Oscar.
I can act out too, you know.
Please do.
Okay. Watch this.
How was Argentina?
It's so good.
Although, one funny thing did happen to me.
Can I need to stop? This video is too long and I will literally keep going forever. Oh, it's so good. Okay. And then, oh my gosh. So this is when we're going to get into a little bit of what we talked about last week, how I was getting into my favorite sitcoms. And I had mentioned a couple of my favorite moments, and I'm pretty sure I talked about this. I'm almost certain that I talked about this video. So let's just play it.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Someone had a good time in Paris.
Oh, Kevin and I shared a perfect week together. I feel like I'm floating on a croissant. I wonder why people don't just break into song more often.
I've been asking you for months if I could answer the phone like, ah, dear.
Give it a whirl, girl. I love that. I know for a fact that I mentioned this last week from Schitt's Creek. The scene in season one where Mutt, I couldn't remember his name last week, and I finally remember what it is because of this TikTok. His name is Mutt when Mutt gifted Alexis a bike. And this is when she's discovering it with David. And it is so hysterical to me. And we're going to play it.
David? David, what is this?
It looks like a bike.
Is it yours?
Yes. Yes, it is.
David, what is this doing here?
You might want to read the note.
Is it from Mutt? David? No. No.
I feel like you really...
No. No. It's... I'm sorry. It doesn't get better than that. It just makes me giggle. I love little TikTok clips of like that. They make me laugh so hard. So to finish off our little TikTok viewing party, I'm going to take you guys through some TikToks that have been making me like wheeze and fight for my life and cry. And I'm going to save the most recent one for last. So these are just a couple from like the last couple months that have just really been getting me going. And I feel as though it's my responsibility to share them with you. This is the first one.
The government is so focused on banning TikTok that they're not even focused on banning actual evil things. Number one being coleslaw. And then I would say a close number two, terrorism.
It's so funny. And it's so relevant too. Oh my god, that's hilarious. First one being coleslaw. Girl, I agree. I cannot do a container of coleslaw. That is so nasty. What's this one? This one cracks me up so hard. It's so funny. And what is that song? It's the Beyonce song. Is it an image of a hustler? Cracks me up. I thought that was so genius when I saw that. Oh, this one is, I can't even believe that this is real. I can't believe that, okay, there are some days I see some videos that make me question why the application of TikTok is free when there's content like this.
I don't know who thought it was okay to let me have 4 in a row grande iced chai lattes.
Oh my god.
4 in a row grande iced chai lattes. I'm sorry. That's cinema. That is quality content that I can't believe is free to us. At our fingertips whenever we want it. That's crazy to me. 4 in a row grande iced chai lattes. This one is so funny.
This is us before Dizzy Dragon.
Watch how fast it's going. It's going so fast. That's insane. That's insane. I can't even believe that. This one, I love this one.
Who are you wearing?
SpongeBob on top, Katy Perry on the bottom.
Peace.
Who is this fine young gentleman? That came across my For You page a couple months ago. Wow. SpongeBob on top, Katy Perry on the bottom. Peace. I love him. Icon. Icon legend. What is this? Oh, Lord, what is this?
Hi, guys. My nan's got a quick message for you. I'll put her on.
Try not to be a cunt this Christmas.
What is that word that I'm thinking of? It starts with a V. The vivacity? What is that word? Is that a word? Vivacity? Yeah, like vivacious is a word. What does vivacious mean? Is that what I'm trying to think of? Sorry, guys. Okay, yeah, no, that's not. Attractively lively and animated. Typically used of a woman. No, I would say lively and animated describes this lovely old woman perfectly. Try not to be a cunt this Christmas. Wow. It's just, you just don't get content like that all the time, you know? Gotta appreciate it when you see it. And, oh my god, this last TikTok I'm gonna show you guys. If I watch it too many times, tears will start streaming down my face. By the way, you know those videos where people will put on a filter on the other person and, like, record a video as normal and to, like, prank them or whatever? I love those videos. And there's this one girl. What's her name again? What's her TikTok? Sammy. Where it's like, hold on. Guys, give me 2 seconds. I swear. And her husband has the best laugh I've ever heard, ever in my entire life. Floating doll prank on my husband. Yeah, Chris and Sammy on TikTok. And she, like, will dress up as things in the house and hide when her husband gets home. And his laugh is the best ever. So anyways, she put the far eyes filter on her husband. And it's just, okay, guys, I just need to show you. I'll play the first part for you because it's the funniest part. It's ridiculous. Tears were streaming down my face.
I've had quite a lot of people ask me where I'll...
Oh, my God.
So
my God.
Oh, my God. Now that I'm watching again, it's literally the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You guys, I was literally in tears, down my face. I busted the blood vessels in my eyeballs because I was laughing so hard at my desk at work. And they were so red for, like, the next day. And if you don't think it's funny, it's fine. I understand. So I really, for my first video episode, I really wanted to take you through some of my favorite TikToks, some of my favorite edits, my favorite funny videos, my favorite sitcom videos, and we are certainly going to have to do this again. And you know what we certainly have to do again? We're going to have to do those BuzzFeed quizzes that we did last week for other things, because now I can actually take you through the quizzes so you can see what's going on. So anyways, I think that is it for me for this episode. So thank you so much for being here. Make sure to subscribe to the new channel. Give me a like. Give me a comment about what you are fangirling over this week. I would love to hear it. And I want to start, especially in this new YouTube channel, and I want to start a discussion in the comments. You know, kind of like Garrett Watts does. I love Garrett Watts. Anyways, tell me what you're fangirling about this week, or in general, or whatever. And thank you again so much for joining me for the Fangirl Report this week. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, what have you, rate this podcast 5 stars, would you? I would really appreciate it. And yeah, follow me on my socials. And that's that. Thank you so much for being here. And not only will I talk to you next week, but I'm going to see you next week. Oh my God, I'm so happy that I finally did this. Okay, everybody, good luck tomorrow. It's Monday. And I love y'all, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.